podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy, and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Now, every so often a story pops up and it's like, it's a visitor to Australia, tourist, you know, backpacker on their social media points out that this is weird do, right?
Yeah.
Another one of these stories.
Yeah.
But this one, it's never even occurred to me that it wouldn't be a worldwide thing because it makes sense. But also, I've just never thought about it that much.
Okay.
And the more I think about it, I do wonder. You know when you go to a cafe or a restaurant or something?
Yeah.
And then you need to use the toilet.
Mm.
But the toilet sort of, you have to go out of the premises to go to the toilet. Yeah. Or even sometimes in, but they give you a key.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like attached to a chair.
Yeah.
Or like
a giant wooden spoon.
Yeah, or a pot plant. Like something huge. Like they'll make you, it's like a frothing cup from the coffee machine. So apparently that's like a really uniquely Australian thing.
No.
Apparently they do a little bit in America, but not really, and pretty much nowhere else in the world.
Because no one else in the world probably thinks that someone's going to steal a key to the toilet.
Well, so that's the sort of the discourse has been that you've got, you know, it's just to save, it's like, but you can, most of the time, you could easily take the key off the.
Exactly, you're right.
The spatula, or take the spatula with you.
Like, you could just run out the back door.
It's not prohibitive. It's not, you know.
Yeah, it's more annoying than anything.
Yeah, and I think so it probably is enough of a mental sort of. It's enough to
hindrance.
To dissuade you from stealing it. So it probably saves the key more often than just giving the key because I guess you can't just slip it in your pocket or accidentally, you know, while you go to the toilet, I'm going to put it in my pocket and then just walk out and forget to take it back.
That's what it is. Okay, because you're right. I thought it was more they were trying to stop people from stealing the key.
Intentionally.
But they're... You're right. They're stopping them from being like, okay, so I've got my keys and then, all right, see ya, thanks for that, drive off.
Mm.
Yes, that's what it is.
Woolies in Lara has a toilet and the key you used to have to get from the service desk and they'd got to the point where someone had just taken it and so nobody could get in there. So they had to get it unlocked properly and now it doesn't have a key. They're just like, it's too hard. They keep stealing.
Of course it's too hard. Yeah. So what are you suggesting? Like a big pumpkin on the end of it once a week?
Here's your fresh food update. Attached to the toilet key this week, we've got watermelons for $1.69 a kilo.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Memes. Memes, 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 memes. Memes, 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 I want to talk about some memes. This is when I see some memes and I'm like...
Sorry, we're not moving on yet. You just did like a belly dance to that. So much gyrating.
However, the music moves you, man.
Okay, three things. No. It's too early in the day and it's too early in the year.
Okay.
For that behaviour.
Sorry, I did look at you directly in the eye as I was doing it.
Yeah, you're like licking your lips and stuff.
No, I was not. Anyway, this is when I see memes and I'm like, oh, hilarious.
Relatable.
I'm going to bring it to you. Here's one from a chick called Lily. She says, have you ever pretended not to look at the biscuits or sweets being handed around the room and acted surprised when you got offered one?
Oh, yeah. We're all having one, are we?
Like I haven't been eyeing that Kingston off 10 minutes ago. Just like, oh no, it's Kingston's getting, teddy bear biscuits in there. I'm getting hand around. Okay, cool. I'll continue with this conversation. Where are we? Oh no, that's fine. I'm definitely listening to what you're saying. And where are those biscuits at? Yeah, no, that's cool. Oh, what?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, why not? Right. Yeah, I'll have one. Yeah, I'll have two. Oh, look, I'll just take two because then you don't have to hand it back. I'll take three.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, that'll be it, you know.
Mate, that is me at every party as well. Yeah. What? Little arancini balls? Oh, this is news to me that these are being handed around the pub.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take seven.
I'll put one in each cheek. Like some sort of arancini squirrel. Yeah, no, that is relatable. Do you know what's beautiful about kids?
Mm.
They don't care about any of those BS social conventions. No. They're just like, Can I have a biscuit?
Yeah, exactly.
When did we lose that? No, beautiful stuff, mate.
Some of us never did.
Yeah, no, that's right. Let's go out with it too. Here we go.
No, we don't.
Memes.
News is next.
Memes, memes, memes.
Dance again. Dance.
Memes.
Don't dance, actually.
Memes, memes, memes. I want to talk about some memes.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Now, for the past year or so, you've been really getting into your fitness, which is great. You look great.
Thank you. Straight back at you.
Yeah, no.
No. I go like this with my eyes.
I know. No, I'm the worst I've ever been, but that's on design. I decided to just really push the boat out this summer, and I was just like, I don't care.
Mate, live your life.
Exactly. I'm done. And now I can't fit in my pants, but fine. That's all right. We'll get there. Just buy bigger pants. One thing that I have seen a lot of, especially in Ocean Grove at the moment, and this has been the past 6-7 weeks or so, right?
Mm.
And I keep seeing it time and time again, and I need you to explain this to me.
Okay.
Because I have seen you exercise pretty much once. That's been it. If we've had to do something for work.
Yeah.
Different story. Sometimes you like to do funny things where you've worn like a Borat style
mankini
before and stuff like that.
I've got a couple of full body like sort of lycra suits.
Yeah, that's I've seen you in all of that stuff for work purposes. Outside of work, you and I have done a Pilates class together.
Yeah.
And you were wearing like a normal gear.
Yeah.
But something that I see men doing a lot of is running with their shirts off.
Yes. Yeah.
Why is it in fashion at the moment?
Because they're wankers.
Okay. Well, because I was just like, I feel sometimes like stopping my car and being like, can I just chat to you for a second?
Yeah.
Why?
They're like, of course you want to talk to me. Yeah,
yeah, well, I do. Yeah. But it's like, why? Because girls don't have that option.
You do have that option.
It does hurt to if you have fair.
Probably
big boobs. It does hurt
biologically,
to run.
Probably, and also you may be running away from a police car. But
Right. But girls can wear, you know, crop tops and shorts, and that's about it. But guys with the shirts off, why? What's the mentality around it?
I don't have a good answer for you because I can't. I have had that same thought. I've seen you see down Cunningham Pier sort of area of a morning as well.
Yeah,
you're running along with no shirt on, or like anyway,
like is the cotton
running through?
Is it holding you back that much that you're like, you know what, I need to take this off?
Oh, it's just so hot running. My body heat, the temperature. No, is it nipple chafe? Is you're trying to avoid nipple chafe?
We've got no idea.
Belinda in Norlane West, you might have an idea though. What's your take on it, mate?
We love the fellas running around without shirts. Love it.
That is a great point, Belinda.
Okay.
But
yeah.
What about a woman who's had a double mastectomy? Is that is that acceptable?
Exactly. That's the thing.
It's a great
question.
Free
the nip or the non-nip, because women should be able to do it too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly not against it. I don't know where it would land legally, you know, because
you're not showing anything.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not showing anything.
You'd probably argue that.
If I can get little tassels on mine. Then I can't be in trouble for that, surely. I mean, my back will be in trouble, but my front will be in
trouble. Belinda, would you like it if the guys had tassels?
No.
No.
Okay. No tassels. But more men with their shirts off. Is that what you're striving for in 2026, Belinda?
Definitely.
Okay, good. If anyone wants to run around Norlane West, Runners Club, shirt off, Runners Club.
Yeah.
Gotta be good though. We'd prefer something nice to look at. Norlane West.
Thank you.
So sorry, Belinda. Just so everyone knows, fake tan first, or like a tan first, or does, can you be a pasty white emo kid with a little bit of a point?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, Belinda.
It really doesn't matter.
No, you shouldn't have said that. Get ready for what's coming your way, Lara.
Yay.
The Lara crew.
I can hear the enthusiasm.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
I have stocked up this week on school lunch supplies, snacks, you know, fun size, everything.
It is so fun. A roll-up sort of thing?
Yeah. Actually, Indy did ask if we could have roll-ups maybe like a week ago. And I said, yeah, let's talk about it when it's school time, baby. So now she will just have, you just have reminded her that I didn't get roll-ups.
What about the snacks? Are they still a thing?
The snacks are still a thing.
Are they? What about yogos?
Can you? I'm so sorry. I want to continue this conversation, but can you do this for me, right? Do
Shut
this.
Up.
Lick your finger and go like this.
I've got coffee in my nose.
It's not coffee. It's you've got a little black mark on the tip of your nose.
Thank you for telling me.
Pretending to be a kitten.
It must be the coffee. Thank you so much for telling me. There's something on my hand. I appreciate you.
I couldn't continue the conversation.
I appreciate little you black so dot much. On your... Thank you. Is it gone?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
It's just because your name's written on the top of your coffee and so you've got the black text is rubbing on your nose.
It's such a, you know, it's hard to be me. It's hard to be.
Okay.
Back with the school lunch.
I was like, is that a shadow? And I'm not thinking about what I'm talking about. I'm wondering if that's a shadow on your nose.
My face. It does add to people. Continue.
Okay. Yeah, right. So the snacks are still a thing. Petit miam. No, I don't think so.
Oh, no petit miam.
No. No gerum. So anyway, so we're doing that, and you're buying stuff in, you know, so we're getting little Oreo packets, and you're getting little packets of chips, and you're getting tiny teddies, and they all come in the little bags and stuff.
Yeah.
And Goldie herself, so she's starting 4-year-old kindy, and so we're going to like a, instead of being a daycare, she's a kindy daycare, she's going to a standalone kindy. So this is a whole new world for us with her, because we have to send her lunch. Usually when you're at daycare, they do the lunch, right?
They get like lobster ravioli and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they eat it, and then they come home and they're like, pasta sauce, get out of my face. Like, what do you mean? You've been eating sort of caviar. Anyway, so we've been making Indy her school lunches for like a year now, but now in the morning I'm making two lunches for both babies, and that's fine, cool, whatever. But obviously Goldie has different tastes to Indy. Similar but different. Goldie's a particularly finicky eater, right?
Okay.
So she's very particular about it. And she loves a cracker.
Oh, me too.
Loves a dry cracker.
Yeah.
Loves a Ritz particularly.
Oh, so, that's a treat.
Yeah, and I like to sort of, you know, so if she wants something to eat, I'd be like, go grab some crackers, baby. You can have that, right? So anyway, I was at the shops. And I realised, I've sent you a photo, right, and you can have a look at it now.
Yeah, looking.
But I realised that you can get Ritz in small packages to send to school.
Get out!
Yeah, so I was like, oh, amazing, she's going to love that, right? So that's what she's taken to school today, right? But as I was buying it, something on the box stood out to me. You know how they're like, now with this and now with that, or, you know, health rating and sugar-free and this is all this.
Gluten-free and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. They've got on the box this sign that makes me go, what? Why would you be advertising that?
Okay. I'm asking, is it the sign in blue that sticks out and says, new allergen, seaside of pack?
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if new allergen is on the other packets that you get, or if it's a new allergen for the fun size packets.
Just for the little crackers. Maybe.
Mate, what is the allergen?
I don't know. It's all pretty standard stuff. It's like soy, wheat. So, and I wasn't
sometimes
au fait with Ritz's allergens pre-new allergen.
Yeah.
But now with added allergen is the Ritz cracker.
Yeah,
that seems like something you tuck on the side of the box and you go, if you're allergic to stuff and you're not checking, that's your problem. But they have gone so far as to whack on the front of it a big sign that says, hey, we're now more allergic.
Okay. So I'm just kind of Googling on the fly here.
Yeah.
But there was – this might be just in America though.
Okay.
So there was a Ritz cracker recall.
Oh, okay.
Because people had an allergy – or severe sensitivity to peanuts, they may Oh, no, hang on. Yahoo. That's where I'm getting all my info. Sorry. In Australia said it as well. Some packages of Ritz, peanut butter cracker sandwiches are being recalled because they've been mislabeled as the cheese variety. Well, that can't be right. And that seems like they're reporting on the American news. But maybe that's why. Maybe they were like, oh, we got in trouble. So now we're like, new allergy.
Put it in bold. So like that's at the top and then it's Ritz.
Yeah.
Like, now, more allergic. Are you allergic to something? Check the back of the packet.
Yeah.
It just seemed counterintuitive. It seemed like a selling point to me. I still bought them, but.
Yeah, of course.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
You were just chatting about school lunches because school's back, and you went to buy gorgeous indie little mini Ritz.
Goldie, but yes, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Goldie
likes a cracker. Yeah. And so you can buy fun packs of, you know, how you get tiny teddies and Thins chips and that sort of bizzo. You can get little packets of Ritz crackers.
Which I love.
Amazing. So
good,
hey?
Didn't
and
know
they're
that.
Actually little biscuits. Little mini ones. So cute for little kids' mouths, you know, like perfect, right? But on the front of the box, there's a sign that says, new allergen, seaside of box. And I was like, why are you using that as a selling point? Now more allergic.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, sometimes allergies taste good.
And you did a really great piece of content where you Googled on the fly and tried to work out why it was.
And it seemed to be more like American-based, and I may have given incorrect information.
Yeah. We're lucky enough to have a food engineer who lives in Geelong been good enough to call through, Jason from Fines. So good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah,
good,
we're good,
Jason. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Can you explain to us what is going on with these Ritz crackers?
Okay, so I don't work at the Ritz factory, but I've worked at a number of other factories where we do multiple lines of packing. So the Ritz standard biscuit, there's a high volume line. It is likely that it only packs that biscuit because of the volumes that go through.
Right.
Okay.
In the multi-pack minis, that line will also pack tiny teddies or something else in it.
Okay.
Now, when they clean the line down, they don't physically wet wash. It's a dry clean.
Right.
So if it's had the tiny teddies, the chocolate-coated tiny teddies down first, then there may be a little bit of milk residue from the chocolate of the tiny teddies on the line that then when they run the Ritz crackers through, even though there's not a tiny teddy biscuit in the bag, there may be some residue of the allergen of the dairy of the chocolate of the tiny teddy chocolate-covered biscuits.
That makes so much sense.
Now, for the mum and dad at home, they pick up a bag of Ritz. They think, oh, I know Ritz. Ritz are safe. Ritz are good. No problem.
Yeah.
But the little packets have got a different allergen than the big packets because it may contain traces of it's packed on the same line.
Oh, my God. Because I've always wondered when they say may contain traces of fish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? So that explains it. It's kind of reusing the lines or
the same equipment.
In the same equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I hope that clears it up for you, Logan and Tom.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I have so many questions about your job.
I know.
I saw Dr. Carl. He's got a show, and he was at Pie Factory the other day doing, I think, what you do, Jason. And I was just looking at the people who do that for a job, and I was like, what an amazing career to be driven to. Did you always want to be a food engineer, yep, Jace?
I sort of fell into the dairy industry when I came out of uni, so I thought I was going to be building cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Cars or
so
cars?
Car Industry Australia? Cars, vehicles. So Car Industry Australia?
Dairy industry.
Yeah. Sorry. We were laughing and talking over you then. Say that exact same thing just again. Sorry.
So the car industry in Australia, doing much.
Yeah,
food industry in Australia. Lots of food to be eaten.
Yeah.
So yes.
It's a good place to be.
It does seem.
One day I'm doing ice creams, the next day doing cream cheese, working with biscuits and lollies.
Oh, Jason.
The cheese plant down at Cheese World at Allensford.
Oh, yeah, Cheese World.
An hour of cheddar cheese.
Yeah,
love Cheese World.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Loggy camped in the car park there for a couple of weeks.
I did, I have.
Yeah, that was her whole Christmas holiday. amazing, Jace. That's what a career. I think we're going to have to stop there because otherwise we will lose Loggy. You will jump ship from radio.
Oh, 100%.
And make a splash like Jace did in the dairy industry.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.